because I do this work with Assange and everybody, I know about some of the other ones, but the Hewlett-Packard one I'd forgotten about. Why don't you tell our listeners?
Hewlett-Packard basically experienced some negative leaks coming out about some corporate policies several years ago. And what they did was they hired one or two of these small private intelligence firms, a la Stratfor, but on a smaller level. I think they were from Florida. And their staff members pretended they were members of the press. And they got their, I guess, social security numbers and called the telephone company, impersonating them, engaged in what's called pretexting, which is now in many states held to be illegal, to get detailed information about their family, their lives, whatever, to try to get at who had leaked the information from Hewlett-Packard. And there were hearings on this. Several Hewlett-Packard vice presidents resigned over it. It was a scandal. But it shows that corporations will engage in so-called dirty tricks, a la Richard Nixon, to get at this information. And again, it's big business, it's lucrative to the private security industry, and it's spying, as we know, among corporations to protect trade secrets and keep things secret is a big business in and of itself.
Well, let's talk about how spies set down on the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. You've got some of the poorest, most vulnerable people in the country. At the end of the year, they'll make maybe $6,500. They're picking tomatoes in Florida.
That's chapter two. It's called A Whopper, presumably referring to a hamburger of some sort.
Affirmative.
A Coke, which is, not referring to a drink. And an Order of Spies. So
good
it's
title.
It's about corporate spying.
Corporate spying on activists. And in this case, it involved the fast food industry in Florida, where, as you know, tomatoes are a huge industry. And as Jake Ratner and many others have been fighting through the Coalition of Immokalee Workers to raise, even just by pennies, the hourly wages of individuals who pick tomatoes and really are mistreated in many ways. And what happened was a student group working with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers got suspicious because a new member on one of their listservs started asking questions. And they did some research and found out that she owned her own private security company. In fact, she was spying on them for Burger King. And even a vice president of Burger King went on a listserv and wrote disparaging remarks about this student group. But it shows the extent to which corporations, I think, very much fear successful activists who bring into the public forum messages about injustices. And they target them as though they are criminals and engage in some really surreptitious and nasty tactics.
You know, I think in one way that's a very optimistic message, because we all think these are huge corporations with all this money. But you see how much affected they are, even by small movements that oppose some of their depredations and illegalities. And to me, it's a sign of just to keep fighting when you get that, and that they'll go to great lengths. So I understand that from Heidi's book, but that how they do take seriously when you organize against them. And so that's a wonderful chapter. The other thing I wanted to mention, there's something here that I had never seen the word before. It's a chapter called Computers Can't Commit Crime. And there's a word in there, axion or something, spelled
X-I-O-M. Axiom is one of the largest data aggregators in the country. They're based in Texas. If you saw the New York Times last week, there was a huge story because Congress is calling for an investigation into these large data aggregators. Once again, there's no oversight. There's no accountability. They go to a variety of sources to gather personal information on us, some in the public domain, others not. And they have really vast troves, electronic dossiers on each of us. Axiom has sort of started to come out on the defensive by creating a site that they're about to unfold, I believe, that allows people to go and see some of the information that they've collected on you. And Natasha Singer, a reporter for The Times, has covered them over the years. Why they're doing that is in anticipation of a government crackdown calling for more accountability. So this makes them seem very good in certain ways, that they're trying to be transparent. It allows people to correct some of the information that's been gathered on them for inaccuracies. And in all of the book, I talk about how so much of the data being amassed contains numerous inaccuracies, and there's no way for us to correct that information. Plus, one of the problems is that some information, if gotten into the hands of people who are not supposed to see it, well, they can alter that information, say, about our financial histories, our medical records. So it's ripe for tampering. But Axiom is coming out with a way for us to see some of what they collect on us. And critics are saying that in many ways, it's a very clever device because it will allow us to correct and give even more information about ourselves to allow advertisers to target us more specifically.
One of the points you make, and I think it can't be repeated enough, is the one that law enforcement agencies are somewhat inhibited because they're part of the government, you know. But these corporation spies, these private spies, brag that they can do more.
In effect, they're serving as the long arm of the government.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's why I think the government relishes cooperation with top CEOs from telecommunications and other corporations. There's an advisory panel comprised of CEOs of these big businesses that help shape government policy and advise the commander-in-chief.
Heidi, what was it that came about that caused you to write this book? Where did the book come from your experiences?
As you know, through my work at the National Lawyers Guild and my interest in law enforcement, I've watched over the last 15 or 20 years really an increased militarization of police treatment of protesters in the streets. And I'm aware, since the Guild was spied on, and we joke that they're listening in on all of our conversations, which is really not a joking matter, but a lot of people find that hard to take seriously. I'm hoping that will change because I think we're all being monitored. But I started to see through retailers, especially with the growth of loyalty cards, I was on a plane and they tried to get me to sign up for a credit card. And I just realized that every interaction on your computer, you buy something and then all of a sudden ads for the same product pop up. So understanding what's happened with lawyering and lawyers being afraid in some cases to represent unpopular clients because fear of government reprisal, I just started looking at the many different ways that different people are being spied on and realized that it's everywhere. And now with Ed Snowden and The Guardian's reports, and it seems every day something new comes out that lets us see that it's not the exception, it's really the norm.
We're speaking with Heidi Boghossian, author and, of course, co-host with Michael Smith and myself of Law and Disorder. Her new book is called Spying on Democracy, Government Surveillance, Corporate Power, and Public Resistance. I want to say a couple of things about the book and the cover. One, the cover has a picture of a fingerprint on it, Heidi, and I know our listeners are going to want to know, is that your fingerprint? Are you giving that fingerprint to the government, Heidi?
I think the government already has my fingerprint, Michael.
She's not answering the question.
There's also an eyeball on that fingerprint.
Well, yeah, there is.
Does the government have a retinal scan on you, too?
But the fingerprint, and she just so you know, for all of you fingerprint aficionados, it has a swirly center with a little few ridges here and there. And I would say it's probably Heidi's fingerprint, but I don't know, actually. But that's one reason to get the book. If you want a copy of Heidi's fingerprint, Spying on Democracy,